This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, sitting in for Terry Gross. Styles of music almost never end. They just step out of the spotlight for a while. Sometimes very fine examples of a particular style are produced in these afterglow periods. One such example is the music of soul singer Roy C. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a recent Roy C. reissue called Sex and Soul.
Last night, I dreamed I held you in my arms. Yes, I did, honey. We made love. Ooh-wee. It lasted so long.
It was the middle 70s, and soul was supposed to be dead, muscled aside by disco and funk. But nobody told Roy Charles Hammond, who sang under the name Roy C. He'd been loving soul music for too long to stop now, and his work was hitting its peak just as his style was supposed to be finished. A selection of his tunes for Mercury Records was released as an album called Sex and Soul, and it became the ultimate soul diehard's prize. Roy C. presented rugged, stripped-down songs that told it like it still was, about striving in society and cheating on your lover.
I need somebody, yeah, somebody to love me, love, yeah. Came home from work one day, found a man in my bed. Oh no, this can't be true, those are the words I said. I work hard every day, try and take care of my home. Those men out there won't leave my wife alone. I need somebody, Lord, Lord, but I need somebody.
Roy C. had paid his dues. At the end of the 1950s, he was the lead tenor for a rather minor doo-wop group from Long Island called the Genies. The group faded, but Roy C. kept plugging away, picking up new ideas about musical arrangements and vocal harmonies, and releasing singles whenever he could. He made some noise on the rhythm and blues charts, but never crossed over. He did find a whole new audience of soul enthusiasts in 1974 with Sex and Soul. You see, it was really a concept album about infidelity. As one title put it, "I'm gonna love somebody else's woman, somebody's loving mine."
The Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But very few people are living by the Bible these days. I was a strong believer, but from now on you're gonna hear me say, I'm gonna love somebody else's woman, somebody loving my eyes. Oh, oh, Lord, I said I'm gonna love somebody else's woman, somebody look in my eye. Yeah, Lord, I'm going downtown around some of the nightclubs, and I'm gonna find me somebody, yeah, someone that I can really love. The next time you see me, you bet your life I won't be walking, 'cause I'm gonna drive somebody else's car, somebody driving my eye. Oh, oh, Lord, I said I'm gonna drive.
Roy C.'s vocals and sturdy melodies put across his suffering vividly, and he could tell an offhand heartbreak story like nobody's business. Still, on the rare occasions when he wasn't out looking for it or feeling bad that his had gotten away, Roy C. could drive home political points in songs like I Wasn't There, But I Can Feel the Pain.
Yeah, yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel the pain. Yes, I can. I can still hear the slave moaning as they slowly walk down the gangplank from the ship. And all I could do, Lord, all I could do is stand there and cry.
Pain. Yes, I can.
A consumer advisory here. Royce has another album called More Sex and More Soul, but actually it's less, a very secondary follow-up to the original. And finally, Royce is not totally single-minded on sex and soul. There are songs of outright love and affection. None better than his closer, I'll Never Leave You Lonely. When you get caught up in that popping rhythm guitar and those slow swaying horn parts, you know you're in the grip of a true soul believer. So come slip away with Royce. It'll feel so good.
Milo Miles is features editor of Soundstone.com. Sex and Soul is on the Collectibles label.